This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surfa Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Karen Oliver, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you for having me here.
Good to see you again. So tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Oh my. My background in music started pretty much as soon as I could walk. I was singing. My mother had been kind of an aspiring singer when she was young, and so I heard her singing and listened to her radio growing up. So, you know, as a little kid, I listened to a lot of Patti Page and Everly Brothers and Sam Cooke, who I'm still obsessed with, and was, you know, singing probably before I could walk. And just, I think I always knew I was going to be musical, one way or the other.
Well, tell us the spark for the song that you're going to play for us first.
Well, this song is called I Was a Town, and this song is inspired by really my travels in Texas specifically. There are a couple of towns in Texas that I drive past on a regular basis. One of them is West Texas, which is not in West Texas. It's just called West Texas. And West Texas is home to the best kolaches you will find, but it is also home to the fertilizer plant that is right in town that exploded and took out a lot of houses. And it got me thinking about like those places and the people who live there and what happens when something like that goes wrong.
Great. Let's hear that song.
Okay. See houses
I love the way you give the listener a break with such a heavy-duty topic with the ooze afterwards. A little breather.
Yes.
Great. So tell us about your musical influences growing up with music.
My biggest musical influence from the very beginning was definitely the Beatles. John Lennon died on my best friend's mother's birthday, and she had been a big fan. And I had never heard of him. I was just a little tiny kid. And the day after that, she turned around, put herself back together, gathered up her albums, and handed them to her daughter, who happened to be my best friend, so I was the beneficiary of this family event that was not my family, but she lived two doors down, so
yeah.
I got to listen to all of those. The second that needle dropped, I was a goner. I was just a goner. And she had pretty much the whole catalog. So,
wow.
Yeah. I didn't get to delve into it chronologically. It was just kind of like, here it all is. And I just became absolutely obsessed. I also then from there sort of discovered, the Doors and the Rolling Stones, and Janis Joplin is a huge thing for me. I have just always been a big, big fan. But my musical background is also very strange because I grew up in D.C., which is a highly diverse musical culture. So I also, listen to a lot of Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, who's from Baltimore, Frank Zappa's also from Baltimore.
Right.
So it's a really weird, and I grew up doing musical theater too.
Oh, okay.
So I have this one foot in rock and roll and then this other foot in Broadway music. And
certainly the voice to pull it off.
Thank you. I did learn to project. There's definitely a thing you learn. Also did a lot of choir as a kid too, so I did a lot of classical and a lot of chamber music.
Wow.
So
tell us about your most recent album.
My most recent album is called A List of Names, and it's simultaneously my most political and most personal project kind of at the same time, which is an odd thing, but it's been an odd few years.
Yes.
So, and I think that's kind of where it comes from. It's a highly feminist album, but largely from a story perspective. So most of it's not going to just beat you over the head with preaching. I'm not a real big preacher. I don't really like to do that. There's one song that is not really story based. That's just angry, but but there's a lot of I Was a Town is definitely in sort of an environmental action kind of a song. There are several like sort of feminist songs on there. There are songs about bullying. There are songs about and it's just what I happen to be writing about. It had nothing to do with there's a song that sort of feels like a relationship song, but it's actually really a song about instant messaging culture and how easy it is to just totally destroy a relationship with the click of a thumb.
Yeah.
And how hard that is to put back together. So,
Cool. Would you play another song for us?
Certainly. I would love to play another song for you. Just... So this is Edwina. There are also a lot of women's names in the titles of the song, hence the name of the album, A List of Names. But also because a list of names means a lot of different things depending on who's writing the list. So the only thing you need to know about this song is that Edwina, my protagonist, is actually a young girl's doll. And it's kind of a feminist allegory about what happens to little girls who initially believe they can be anything, and their doll can represent anything, and that world becomes smaller and smaller as they get older. And so that's kind of Edwina.
Thank you.
Definitely a little edge to that song. Love it.
Thank you.
Love it. Karen, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your music with us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be here in the Gypsy Wagon Studios.